This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shraddha Jananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Wednesday, that is 24th of June. Well, Indian market snapped 4 days of winning streak and closed in the red. In fact, Sensex plunged more than 500 points, while the Nifty 50 managed to hold on to that 10,300 level. Now, if you look at the final tally on these three, then Sensex fell 561 points to close at 34,868, while the Nifty 50 ended with losses of 165 points at 10,305. Now, Nifty 50, which started off on a positive note, in fact, gave up most of the gains and closed in the red as rising cases of COVID-related infections continues to rise globally. Now, Nifty, which reclaimed its 200 days exponential moving average, placed at 10,522, so profit taking at high levels ahead of the monthly FNO expiry on Thursday. Now, if you look at the sectors which saw profit taking, include the sectors like banks, telecom, finance, realty and power stock, while buying was seen in the FMCG space. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index was down by 1.08%, while the small-cap index fell 1.2%, marginally outperforming the benchmark indices. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Eicher Motors, Hero Motor Corp, ITC and Asian Paints, while top Nifty losers include names like Hindalco, Power Grid, IndusInd Bank and ICICI Bank. Now, let's look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the Bank X fell 4.08%, followed by the BSE Telecom Index, which was down 3.1%, and the BSE Realty Index fell 2.7%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Shriram Transport, RBL Bank, Gail India, Asian Paints and Jindal Steel. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Escorts, Berger Paints, Gail India and Asian Paints, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Tata Power, ONGC, Amara Raja Batteries and DLF. Now, at a time when Sensex fell by more than 500 points, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Dixon Technologies, Swaraj Engine, Ruchi Soya and Escorts. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. In fact, the first stock that you have on the list is Asian Paints. In fact, the stock jumped to more than 3% after CLSA has maintained an outperform call on the stock with a target of 1,710. Bank of Baroda share price was up 2% after the public sector lender reported profit in Q4 FY20. GMC projects were up, shares of GMC projects were up over 13% after the company said on June 23rd it has secured new orders worth 938 crores. India Cement stock price shed over 3% after the company reported a consolidated net loss of 11.76 crores for the March quarter. Gail India shares were up 3% after reported 168% year-on-year growth in standalone profit for the March quarter. Balrampur Chini shares were down by 3% after the company's operating profit declined 6.6% on a year-on-year basis to 241 crores for the March quarter. Now, let's also look at how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts known as bearish engulfing pattern. Now, the pattern does suggest that a reversal could be in the offing. However, a confirmation in this regard is required with a follow-through selling below 10,281 levels in the next trading session. Now, close below 10,281 or 10,281 could take the Nifty towards 10,040 kind of levels, where there seems to be a confluence of support points. That's what Mazhar Mohammed of ChartView India Not In said. Now, in case if Wednesday's sell-off is just a reaction to global cues, then Nifty needs to get past 10,553 levels to reinstate its bullish undertone. Until then, the trajectory of this market shall remain in southern direction. Now, Mohammed further added that the time being, positional traders with high risk appetite are advised to take short side exposure through put option and should also make use of rallies to create short positions with a stop above 10,553. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.